topic because depending on how you analyze it, I think both positions, which come to opposite halachic conclusions, are actually both right. I think that there's a way of, my goal for today is not to say what's right and wrong, but to show you really elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. And it really just depends on how one thinks about the topic that I think people are familiar with, of Kohen Shaharagas HaNefesh and what the status is for Duchening. And it's a very practical topic. 20 years ago when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, it was the days of the Second Intifada. I'm sure people remember here. There was, you know, constant, you know, piguim and terror. And, you know, Tzahal was very, very active in those days. And I happened to learn in Yeshiva Hesder, which is an amazing thing in its own right. For those who aren't familiar with it, it's, you know, very, very intensive learning. Like, you know, you're learning like there's nothing else going on in the world. But at the same time, depending on where they are in their service and also what's going on in the country, because sometimes everybody can be called up depending on. So the boys that you learn with can sometimes, you know, be called into active military operations, which is a very, you know, which obviously, you know, lends a certain dimension. You know, you really feel that sense of Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael in very, very strong ways. So anyway, it's a really interesting environment to be in, you know. And when I talk about, you know, we're so young at the time, you don't really, you know, and so the boys seemed older to us, especially the ones who had more military experience. You know, I say older, they were 21, you know, and we were 18. It's really very, very, you know, very, very young. They were very active in combat, and I remember one time in the yeshiva, again, without chas v'shalom, any bravado, any bragging, that a number of the boys in yeshiva had been involved in a major incident where they had successfully neutralized terrorists who were in the process of trying to kill people. And we've been here learning about the halachos of Rodef, you know, and this was certainly in the gather of Habal Ohargecha Hashkim Bahargo, but it raised some halachic issues. And again, these are issues where, again, I'm not going to tell you right or wrong. I just want to show you Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, depending on one's, you know, perspective on how one thinks about duchening. And I'll tell you what I think in the end. But it's not so important. What's important today is to show the different stadim, the different, you know, perspectives. And so, obviously, when it comes to Tzahal, that's, you know, one experience that I've had, you know, obviously, you know, based on the story that I just shared. But there are other experiences in life. There are, you know, Rahmana Litzlan, there are car accidents. Car accidents happen. There are situations where a person, you know, unfortunately, thank God it's not that common, but we have Achenu B'nai Yisrael who are in prison for very good reason. They've done terrible things, you know, and how do we think about that? You know, Kohen Sharegas HaNefesh, is there tshuva there? I'm not saying that these cases are equivalent. I'm just saying it's, you know, it's there. We have situations, again, you know, and it happens, and it's not a reflection in any way on somebody not being good. You have medical practitioners, and again, it's not, it could happen to anybody. There's no person who could be doing things that are incredibly high stakes that lo nisna tar la malachai asharis, and it's not. I remember my father telling me that when he was, this was when he was in medical school yet, before even his residency, they were doing assigned, scrubbed in a very complex surgery with an expert surgeon, really an expert surgeon, very complicated surgery. And the surgeon made a small, small, small mistake. I'm talking about a centimeter, the patient died on the spot. And again, we're not talking about malpractice, we're not talking about a person who wasn't prepared, we're talking about mamish kechut hatsa'ara, It happened to be an open heart surgery. Mamish, you have less of that today with laparoscopics and everything, but and lasers. But mamish, a slight centimeter. That was it. This person bled out. So there's nothing to do. So again, how do you? What does the halacha have to say about this? So those are the cases I want to get into. I'll focus a little bit on the Tzahal case, just because I think that that case in some ways has its own properties as opposed to the other cases that I discussed. But all of those cases have to be treated very seriously. Anybody who thinks that these things are a davar pashut, I think, is an amaretz, doesn't understand the sugya. But beyond that, I would like to try to demonstrate. So here you have the psuk in this week. Said, "Davir al arad gal banav li morko sivarachos b'nei Yisrael amor lahem." Shalom. That word shalom is obviously very important. So if you take a look in many neschos, so the Sefer Achinuch, he says the bracha is asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. The Minchas Chinuch already objects. So Mashkas of Rav Mecham nusach habracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav tohus hamatik. There must be a scribal error. It's Arach Lomer. Asher kiddushanu b'kiddushaso shel Aaron, v'tzivanu levarich es hamol Yisrael be'ava, kimo shekasav Rambam. So we'll come back, hopefully, at the end to this idea of what about these two different neschalos habracha? One nesach habracha is asher kiddushanu b'kiddushaso v'tzivanu. The other nesach habracha incorporates kiddushas Aaron. So the Rav used to like to say, and I think that there are implications of this, the points that we've discussed in other contexts not that long ago, that there's Kedushas Kohen, there's Kedushas Aaron. And the Rav had some ideas about that. I don't believe the Rav had this application, but one of the ways of thinking about this is that, in my opinion, Chalalim, believe it or not, don't have Kedushas Kohen, but have Kedushas Aaron. Remember the Torah says, Ela Kohanim B'nei Aaron. Chazal assume that B'nai Aaron is the Rabos Chalalim, that they're actually considered together B'nai Aaron. The Teres Kohanim says that B'feirosh. But they don't have Kedushas Kohen, obviously. Then Me'idach Yisa, Kohanim Bali Mumin, which is very interesting, for sure, have Kedushas Kohen. It's not clear that they have Kedushas B'nai Aaron, as a matter of fact. Okay, so and they, therefore they wouldn't be able to do the Avodah. The avoda would be mechulal, you know, if a chalal does the avoda, but the eved, the avoda is kshera. Okay, so there has to be some status there. A zar that does the avoda isn't kshera, but the eved. So it's chiyumisa b'dei shamayim. So what's the difference? So you have to suppose there's some kind of a kedusha. So here the nusach habracha is hitting on a major issue, where it seems like the nusach habracha, if we should assume the minchas chinuch is correct, that there's not really a machlokas here, that there's some kind of a tau sofer. Maybe there is a machlokas. But the point is that when it comes to the role of duchening, when it comes to the role of nesias kapayim, that's an expression not of kedushas kohen, but kedushas aron. Okay? It's a very important distinction. Okay, that'll be a point of departure for our discussion of kohen shaharagas hanefesh. Right, so we have to try to understand. Okay, I don't think it, without that point, it becomes very, very difficult, because what happens is, later on in the sources, you'll see, so there'll be a lot of discussion about Levarcho, or the Sharso Levarich Bishmo, the Hekesh between Avoda, Sheiros, and the Sias Kapayim. And a lot of problems that can come from that, because then you would assume whatever is true for Avoda is also going to be true, in this case, for Birkas Kohanim. But if you assume that Birkas Kohanim is a function not of Kedushas Kohen, but rather a function of Kedushas Aaron, so then you could have different standards, okay? And that's going to be a point that I want to try to develop. I think it also has, for one of the tzadim here, and just to reiterate what I said at the beginning, my goal is not to show which psak is right or wrong. I do want to show which psak is right according to the Rambam, okay? But I'm not interested in convincing or proselytizing to anybody about how to pasken. I actually, again, my goal is today, post-Shavuos, to demonstrate Eilu Veilu Devei Elokim Chayim. I think there are really two legitimate ways of analyzing this topic, and they'll lead to opposite conclusions, which I think are both legitimate. So if you look at the Gemara in Sota and Lamentes, the Gemara seems to have the Girsa, which is supportive of the Menchas Chinuch. It seems like it's an open Gemara. Amrab Zera, Amrab Chisa, Asher Kichanu, Kedushaso, Shalaren, Vitzivanu, Levarech, Hesamo, Yisrael, Be'ahava. So this word Be'ahava attracted a lot of attention amongst the Achronim in the Shulchan Aruch, which I thought was a very interesting place to start because it's ancillary to our analysis, but some of the ideas I think you'll find enriching, and then if I'm successful, I'll be able to reintegrate them. So the Magen Avraham thinks, every now and again, I don't know, maybe 10% of the time, the Magen Avraham integrates into his Derech HaPsak, a Zohar. This is one of these places. So he wants to say it's a halacha, that ba'ava is a nice flourish, but that ba'ava means if you have a kohen who is not nerutza l'kahal, to use an expression, he shouldn't dochen. And that it goes in both directions. If there's a tension between that kohen and the kahal, right? And then we all know, unfortunately, there are difficult people in the world, right? You know, and this person is difficult, that the lehalacha maker adin, he shouldn't dochen, because the bracha has to be coming from a place of ahava. And again, we're not talking about he has to be the most popular person in the shul, but I don't have to elaborate. You know, people know, you know, that there are individuals in every kehila in the world, unfortunately, who fall into this category. And it goes in both directions. If he has a war with them, they have a war with him. It's a practical case. I had a, not here in our kehila, but a case in the community at large. A kohen was suing the shul. I thought it was a real problem. I thought it was just suing the shul over something. Literally a lawsuit. What's that? I actually think, believe it or not, Professor, I actually was mechalik between the aliyah. Somebody asked me what I thought. I was mechalik between aliyah and dochamim. I said the aliyah is a function of Kedushas Kohen. This is a function of Kedushas Aaron.
No, I just meant that they sued him.
They sued him for that reason. Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, I said I think that. I think it's actually a very important distinction. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, probably. So that is what I thought was proper. The Eli Rabba says that idea. Kasa Bereshavim Tomar Revuchnisis like the Bereshav a lot. Ba'ava Hecher Mizibatari Shlomer the Istan Chuma Amar Lahem Amar. Malay perish kavana salev lo kan garya behala sahinu ba'ava bekavana salev. It modifies the dibur. Ve'od b'tanchuma amor, meaning amor lahem malay v'nakod patach amor shetzarach adam shitin shalom lechaveru befe malay bizar isa. This is Magen Avraham quoted. Ve'atan de'arli kid isa perik chelak. The Eli Rabba thought a little bit differently. Ne'aman in pitzei ahoy v'ne'ataras deshiko sone tovu kala shekila achias shiloniyos. Yisrael mi bracho shavirich bilam. It's a great Gemara, but the Eli Rabba is a very creative interpretation. It says, you know, it's always a little challenging, right? It's a whole discussion, machlokas between the Rashbam and Rashi. Is it really the case that the Kohanim are the ones who are blessing Klal Yisrael? We discussed. So one of the ways of thinking about this, which I think is a very nice idea, with the Eli Rabba is saying, is that as long as the person really loves the Jewish people, it'll come out the right way. This is what the Gemara says, that, you know, Bilam, who really hated us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his klalos to brachos, but then the Gemara says that all the klalos came true anyway, except for one. Matovu Alech Yaakov, Mishkan Asach Yisrael, we never lost Batei Knesios. So Meidach is that Achia HaShiloni, who loved the Jewish people, but, you know, spoke truth to power in terms of Malchei Yisrael, and the Beis Yeravam. Okay, so the Eli Rabba says, in the end of the day, if we have Kohanim who we know really love Klal Yisrael, so then we'll be in good standing. So again, a little bit more dilute than the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is saying, Mekar Hadin, doesn't think that they should dochen. The Eli Rabba says, yeah, this is a good way of guaranteeing that things are going to come out right. So, good to see you, Friday. So the Kaaba Chaim, one of the leading Sephardic, he was the Chacham of Baghdad 100 years ago. So he thought the following. At times, Kinelon Ba'ava, Mishum di Isa b'Zohar, so he quotes the same as the Magen Avraham, etc. Ve'viu Magen Avraham, etc. etc. Ve'od Yeshlomar pima shekasim edrash Rabba say they're not. So Amar l'Mekadosh Baruch Hu Kohanim le'li shamarti lechem shetiu mevarchen Yisrael tiu mevarchen osa man garya b'bihilo. So tiu mevarchen kavanas aleiv. Again, it should be done like our minag Yisrael is to do it word by word by word. You know. Very careful. It's a signal, okay? So here it's very interesting. The Kafa Chaim is suggesting, reminds me of a comment that the Ritva has in Psachim on Daf Zayin, actually. So the Ritva, this discussion in the Ritva about what's the point of a Birchas HaMitzvah. not obvious. It's only the Rabbanan. Anyway, the Gemara says, Kol mitzvos mivarchin aleihem over la'asiyas, and the mitzvah gives two dayas. And one of his dayas sounds a lot like this idea. It's about mitzvos trichos kavana, that we don't paskin that way, but part of the idea of the bracha is to get us into the mindset that's necessary for that mitzvah. So you see that the Kaf HaChaim, kind of like a din prati here, that when the Kohanim recite this bracha, when they say that word, ba'ahava, and then they go immediately into the bracha, that gets them thinking along the right lines. That's what we want the Kohanim to be thinking about, is about love for Klal Yisrael. Okay, very, very beautiful idea. Okay, so the Sefer HaMitzvos here in the Rambam says, this is, you have a seventh source. HaMitzvah Chavav Yishitzavu HaKohan Levarach HaSitzor B'chol Yom. Okay, so in theory there's a mitzvah though, right? So I say in theory because I think everybody here is aware, you know, of for reasons that we don't really understand, it's not going on, right? This is a mitzvah saseh that in Chutz Laaretz is honored in the breach, right? Whatever, you know, the Ramah has an interesting idea. He says, in Shechina Shuriya L'bitoch Simcha, Simcha Shal Mitzvah. And here in Chutz Laaretz, we don't really have that, you know, because we're all like, you know, somewhat depressed about, you know, our heir being exiled. All right, so the Vilna Gaon didn't think that was really good enough reason. So, you know, all the stories about the Vilna Gaon, you know, making it his cause to reinstitute this mitzvah d'oraisa and lo yistaya milsa and all of the maaser rav and everything. Okay, but in principle, you're really supposed to be doing this. It's not being done. So, question is, who's mechuyav? And it would seem like this is what we discussed last year, that we were able to prove that, based on the Gemara and Sota, that it seems like the mitzvah is chal on Kohanim who are present exactly at the moment when the Kohanim are called upon to do this. That a Kohen doesn't necessarily have what we would call a chiyuv to seek out, you know, an opportunity to make this bracha on a daily basis. That would be an incredible chumrah, right? If you think about it, that, you know, it's always nice to go to Tefillah B'Tzibur, and a person should be mishtadel, but if you would assume that this was an actual chiyuv, so then you say that a Kohen in Eretz Yisrael really, really has to go and find a minion at least once a day, you know, to so that he can dochen. But that's not the simple way. There's also, just to remind people what we mentioned last year, there's a Sefer HaCharedim, which argues very speculatively, I'm very dubious at this point, that there's actual mitzvah in Klal Yisrael to be mizbarech once a day. That means that the burden will be evenly distributed, that the Yisraelim have to get to the minyan the same way as the Kohanim. But okay, that's what's out there. Then we have the Gemara in Brachos. So that becomes our point at the parashah. Rabbi Yochanan, Mikol Kohen, Sharag, Esa Nefesh. Sounds like it's anybody, Jew, non-Jew. I told you this is what I was telling you, this story about, the Second Intifada, my friends from Shir, who, you know, had to be involved in these things. Lo yisas kapav, shenem ar yedeichem damim malayu. Fine. So Rabbi Yochanan has a din, and he doesn't really, you know, give you too much detail, though the context of the psukim might matter. Kohen Sharig is a nefesh, so there's an isser for him to dochen. Lo yisas kapav. Remember we mentioned when we were reading the psukim, right, that the crescendo is obviously the word shalom, yasem lecha shalom, so maybe this is a problem here. And that's the din of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, it's interesting, you know, that we have this theme, I would say, in general. I'm not going to get into all the nuances right now, but the idea, you know, of the Beis HaMikdash in particular, which is the natural place for duchening, you know, the first time we find the Birchas Kohanim in the Torah, it's in Parsha Shmini, it's Vayom HaShmini, Vayisa Aron Es Yadav El Am Vayivarchim, Vayered Miasos HaChatas Ola Vayashlamim. And we know, based on the Gemara, the end of Sota, especially for the Daf Yomi people here, just covered these in Yanim, that there are three distinctions between duchening in the Beis HaMikdash and duchening in the Gvuling, in terms of it being one bracha instead of three different brachos, and the Shem Havaya is pronounced fully, and they actually lift up their arms, you know, in the proper way, and not just by Tefayim. Fine. So again, everybody here knows that there is a very strong motif in the Beis HaMikdash of trying to avoid bloodshed. Maybe the most graphic demonstration of this is at the end of Parashas Yisrael, of Sivnes and Gazes, Ki Charbucha, Heinafta Lava Techala. Any contact between Kli Mateches and one of the Avnei Mizbeach is a posel. And we understand that that actually applies to all of the Avanim in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's a Mekatzer and the Marech, and that is not something which is possible. Another very strong indication of this, right, is the Psukim you have. I just gave you the Psukim from Devar Hayamim, that the way that it's presented sometimes in Tanakh, that David HaMelech obviously wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, but he wasn't going to be allowed to, specifically because of Ish Mechamosata, V'dam L'Rav Shafachta. Again, we're not just talking about Uri Achiti here. It sounds like he had a whole career. David had fought the Milchamos Hashem. It wasn't a bad thing. But he can't build the Beis HaMikdash because there's a problem. So again, according to this line of thinking, so we're not putting a value judgment. Just as Kol Kohen Chargis and Nefesh. Where do we start today? We started by talking about what we've been talking about the last few weeks, the Din of Rodev. We're not putting a value judgment on that. It could be exactly the right thing to do. You know, David was fighting the Milchamos Hashem in a very noble way. But, you know, there are consequences in life which are not punitive. They're not necessarily a reflection on somebody having done the wrong thing. But it says that this is not the right person for this particular tafkid. So, to the extent that the Birchas Kohanim is all about shalom of a person, is a person of milchama, the way that David HaMelech was, a person has been horekes ha-nefesh, so maybe that's not the best. And again, like we said before, it's not an absolute chovas ha-gavra under all circumstances. We were able to demonstrate before that the chiyuv probably only maintains when you're in a situation like, you know, you're with a tzibur that could be nisbarich, so you don't have to be in that situation altogether. We're not talking about putting on tefillin over here in terms of the nature of the mitzvah. And that's certainly one way of thinking about the issue. Now, on the other hand, just to, you know, point this out, if you really want to take the pasuk as the sort of like the prototype here, Yedeichem Damim Aleihu obviously comes from the Haftorah of Chazon, and there we're not talking about, you know, Yedeichem Damim Aleihu of Dam Tzedek, you know, and Rodef and Milchamos Hashem. Yeah, there it's talking about murder, that the Jews were doing terrible things. They were taking advantage of orphans and widows and, you know, kulo oev shochad v'rodev shalmonim, all the bad things that you can imagine. It was a deeply depraved society, unfortunately. And amongst the many ills of that society was shvichus damim. So, again, if you read this pasuk, yedeichem damim aleihu, you might be motivated to say that we're not talking about kol kohen shaharages hanefesh in the generic sense, we mean it punitively. All right, so obviously, from one line in the Gemara, one doesn't draw a halachic conclusion. This is the beginning of the conversation. These are the hirhurim ba'alma. Now I have to get a little bit further into what we find in terms of the Rishonim. So I want to set it up in terms of Tosus and Yevamos, and then the Rambam. And like I said, my goal for today is not to try to convince you that one of the, you know, possible piskei halacha here is correct and the other is incorrect. I just want to show you how you can follow a certain line of thinking to a logical conclusion and the opposite, and arrive, I think, in totally legitimate places. And take a look at Tosus and Yevamos. Tosus and Yevamos is dealing with one of these scenarios, Meyim Mizbechi Tika Chenulamos. Again, one of these other scenarios which sort of demonstrate that the Beis HaMikdash in its nature is a place of shalom. It's not a place of bloodshed. So if a person legitimately, we're not talking about a Rotzeach Mezid. Rotzeach Mezid, the Pasuk says, Meim is Bechiti Kachan Olamos. Remember all those scenes at the beginning of Sefer Melachim with Shlomo and Benayahu and Adoniyahu and Yoav and Tzruya, all of them, right? So the Mizbeach is Kolei. It functions as like a mini Ir Miklat for people who don't actually deserve to die. All right. So Tosfos, afilu umein shem kohen acheroi lavoda, shavoda nidches. All right. So if you have a kohen who is rotzeach nefesh not bishgaga but mezid, so we say meyim is bechi tikachen olamos. So you go tell me, but the show must go on, right? The avoda is not going to happen. All right. So the avoda is not going to happen. Shvichus damim is worse. So you tell me v'dom lahasal nami shudu rotzicha da'achi avoda. You'll tell me that it's a psul gavra. That's not really the din of the avoda, but that the gavra is no longer roy, right? That we have all kinds of requirements of the kohanim. As we said before, the kohen can't be a balmum. That he has to be a kohen altogether, right? that l'chadchila chalal shouldn't be obeyed, and even b'di'avid, a zar can't do the avodah. So we'll just say the gavur lo chazi, based on the Gemara Brachos, koyin shaharigas ha'nefesh lo yisa es kapav, shenemar yideichem damim aleihu, v'kol shekein avodah. Meaning kol shekein, you know, not just the hekesh, but we see the avodah is more than just the nesias kapayim, fine. Say shlomer d'akar chazi din mechala avodah mimiz v'chi v'lo me'almiz v'chi. Interesting. So Tosa says no. It says meyim mizbechi tikachenu lamos. Doesn't say meyal mizbechi. Doesn't mean that you have to take down the korban. So right, if he was already zorek as adam, who was mala and maktir chalav and ve'evarim, it's not like those come down. Those aren't posel the mizbeah. Fine. So apparently he's not mechal the avoda. So meila, the Tosa says the gavra is still rai. It's an amazing idea. Okay. V'loyi says kap of chomer bi'almahu. So Tosas gives like two answers here. One of them is that yeah, you could do duchening if you wanted to. It's a chumra bi'alma. Again, many of the poskim, this is just a side point, paskin like this day in Tosas, and therefore they basically say the guy did tshuva, let him duchen. The guy didn't, you know, it was a necessary killing, let him do it. Okay, fine. So that's one way of thinking about it. The second way is interesting. It says, you know, in kategor nasa sanegor, it's hard to know how seriously to take this. I personally don't think Tosos meant this. He says, the ode. So he's not really backtracking. I think he really thinks it's a chumra. And his basic approach is to say, kol shekein the avoda, but I'll go in exactly the opposite direction in just a minute. He says, all right, but if he killed somebody, so maybe, like, specifically by duchening, there's a problem because, you know, yedeichem, you know. All right, so let's say he says, I didn't kill him with my hands, you know, whatever, you know, we live in the 21st century. So he says, I didn't kill him with my hands. You know, I'm in a command control center and there's a drone up ahead. And I said, Siri, shoot, you know, and it did. So, okay, so what I was going to say is I think that this Tosos is making a very big assumption. Tosos is assuming that, you know, whatever is true of the avoda, vada is true of duchening v'kal v'chomer, because the avoda is more chomer. I actually think it's completely different, right? So what we said before is the avoda really seems like it's a din in kedushas kohen. Seems to me that when it comes to duchening, especially when you factor in that be'ahava, you know, it's that it's function of kedushas aron. Okay, there's two totally different things. So I would tell you that actually the kohen shaharages hanefesh, I don't see any indication whatsoever that his kedushas kohen is impinged at all. It's not like he's allowed to marry a grusha chalala zona. There's no evidence that he can't be mitami lemeis. His kedushas kohen is 100% intact. I don't see any reason to think that the avoda is going to be impacted. I think it's exactly what Tosa said at the beginning, that the gavra is chazi. I think that has literally nothing to do with whether or not the gavra is chazi for nesias kapayim. Nothing in kategor nasa kedesedekor. The question is, his kedushas aron, is that intact? Aron is defined throughout. It's the oev shalom, rodev shalom, oev es abrios, mekarvan. That's the question. It's a question which is Bidavka, a question about duchening. It's not a question about the avoda in general. So Tosas at the end is coming to that, but he's coming at it in a very, I think, technical way of in kategor nasa sanegor. I think that there's a much more important way of analyzing this based on kedushas kohen versus kedushas aron. Asher kedushanu be kedushaso shel aharon. So that has to really be intact. It's not clear that that's intact. We all know that aharon's, you know, finest hour, right, in this respect, is the Meshav Chema, right? Remember by Pinchas, the Meshav Chema, Ben Meshav Chema, Vayamod, Vena Mesim, Vena Chayim, Vateyatzer, Amagefa. So the point is that Aaron's a lifesaver, okay? So I think Tosus is an analysis. If you want to say it's a Chomer Balma, fine. So then you can imagine we're going to be Megal in basically every case. Like some people will say, yeah, Jew killed somebody, went to jail, went to 25 years, he did tshuva. All right, so we're not going to deprive him from this point on. That's the most, you know, egregious case. You know, vehicular homicide. If you pass him like the first day in Tosos, totally legitimate. You'll say, it's fine. And that I think is a reasonable approach to take. Again, I think the more that you realize that avoda and dochening are not the same question, right? Because one is really, like I say, a function of kedushas kohen. The second one is a function of kedushas aron. Despite the fact that there's a hekesh le'inyan chama v'chama dinim l'shar so l'varech b'shmo, so I wouldn't be convinced by this approach here in Tosos. Now, I do want to show you something in the Rambam where I think it's very clear what the answer should be for the Rambam. I'm not saying people have to paskin like the Rambam here, far from it. But I think that the Rambam should be understood in a very particular way. I don't think there's really two ways about the Rambam. And I think that will lead a person to different conclusions based on the situations that I gave, whether it's a car accident, whether a Jew murdered somebody, whatever, they killed somebody, or a case of Rodef, or Tzahal. So the Rambam writes the following. So the Rambam goes through all of these things. Aveira ketzad. Kohen shaharagas anefesh, aval bisha asa tshuva lo yisez kapav shenemar yedechem damim aleihem. That's the pasuk that we saw quoted, right? In the Gemara Brachos, uksiva farischem kapechen. Then he says, kohen shavet avodazar ben bonus and mishkag aval bisha asa tshuva, again, in nosez kapav leolam, shenemar achol yalu kohane abamos, ubracha kevo, de shenemar lashar suvarech mishma. There the Rambam appeals to the hekish, good. V'chol kohen shehem melakam av bisha chazar bo, and Nosius Kapav Olam, Ushara Averos Ein Monim. Good. So the Rambam is three different cases. A Kohen becomes a Mumar, a Kohen that got involved in Avodah Zarah. Again, even if it was Bishkagar or Baones, fine. And a Kohen Charagas and Nefesh, all the cases seem to have this feature of Aval Pisha Sachuva. The Rambam doesn't care so much about that. But very famously, the Balei Tosfos were you know, more lenient. I assume that it's Lashitasam and Yevamos Dafzayin in terms of it being something of a chumrah, but you take a look here, that this is the 13th source. V'chasav Rav Yod, the Haibim, Forsam Larag, Forsam Shemua, V'kach. We're only talking about like a person who's like a real gangster. V'chenkas Rabbeinu Simcha, the Laigla, Ba'omid, B'mirdo. Says even if he was a gangster, you know, I don't know if Meyer Lansky was a Kohen, but you know, had he done two, or who was the other one, Buzzy something? Whatever. Yeah, thank you. Right, okay. The Rayaso mid the Garcinon. Right.
There's a biography of Buzzy Siegel in a Jewish Life series. He was so effective.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
This is Jewish Life series put up by Yale, and Bugsy Siegel was
open to get away. Right, right. Sandy Koufax, Bugsy, you know, the big guys. Right. You asked me the Garcinu Yerushalmi. It's a Shema Tov Yishponi Kohen Megal Arayot Shavir Tamim V'U Mevarcheni. All right. So whatever. So you know, the point is, you know, the Am is going to be a Meranein. You know, people are going to be upset. You know, Meyer Lansky is up there duchening. You know, they say this guy is giving me the bracha. You know, some people may be excited about this. You know, the Yale University Press. You know, may say, oh, you know, he's a celebrity. But anyway, the Balei Tosfos for Mekel, they basically say, you know, unless he's a mobster, and even if he's a mobster, if he did tshuva. So then he says, Kohen Shamal said. Yeah. Right.
But it doesn't say that with reference to.
Good, yeah, so I want to make that diak in the Rambam in a second. Yeah, very good, right. So, Kohen Shamal Satino Kameis, right? Talk about that. Matsasi Kasav, Vichuvas Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Gnosis Kapav. Good, see. No, right, you know, you could see this coming from a mile away for the Balei Tosfos. He was trying to do a mitzvah. Right, that Kavan al-Shem Mitzvah is going to be its own category. So the Balei Tosfos basically found a way to exonerate everybody, even the gangsters. Advad Bichwal. Okay, so a couple points about the Rambam. The professor just made one. If you take a look by the Avodah Zarah, it says, Oneser Shkaga. He didn't say that about Shvichos Damim. So the Chor and Shvichos Damim would really have to be Mimezit. I agree with that. But I would go beyond that. The Rambam doesn't seem to think that it's really an issue of Shvichos Damim per se. I think the Rambam thinks that it's Shvichos Damim, which is an Aveira. Okay? How do I know that? Because the Rambam never says Shvichos Damim in isolation. He says Aveira Ketzad. So the Rambam is framing all of this in the context of having done an Avera. Mm-hmm. So that means any situation where it was L'shem Mitzvah, Rodef, right? Right? This, if you want to be really lumdish about it and make distinctions that we are making, you know, Bab Machteres versus Rodef, right? Mutter versus Chiyuv. But either way, neither of them are an Avera. So I don't think the Rambam, let me put it this way. I think for the Rambam, it's obvious that the Tzahal situation, a Rodef situation, all of these, it's not even a Shaila. Because the Rambam says it has to have been an Avera. None of these are Averos. And the Raya is, the Rambam says, Afal Pisha Sachuva. So the Rambam seems like he's saying a big Chumrah, but it's also a big Kula, depending on how you understand it. So when these questions came up, I thought it was a Davar Pashut, L'shitas HaRambam, that the Tochening was to be continued. I thought for Tosos, it depends. You know, for Tosos, if you assume it's a Chumrah Be'alma, you can solve every problem. Okay? If you assume, like, Tosas tried to make it a question of, comparison with the Avoda, that I think is much more questionable because it's an issue of Kedushas Aaron, not so much a question of Kedushas Kohen. Tosas starts to get at that in the second day in terms of Ein Kategor, Nasa Sanegor, that there's a Din Prati, there's a specific problem here. All right, so anyway, just to show a little bit how this comes down, and then to show, you know, how to, you know, 20th century poskim dealt with the issue. So the tour, Koyin Shargis Hadeva Shavila Bishogi, Luisa Kapov, Dachsiv, Variskam Kapechem, Ali Menaimikem, Gam Kisarbutu, and Nishomea, Chosavar Ramamza, Filu Shav Bechuva, Valshar Verus, and Moninos of Lisa Kapov, Virashi Kosov, Kavan Shav Bechuva, Yachalisa Kapov, Viram Rutenberg Kosov, Shinom Lalos, Vim Allah, and Mochen Biado. So you get the sense in the tour, the Torah thought the Rambam was a big machmir here in terms of the question of tshuva. He likes Rashi. Rashi says if he does tshuva, we're not going to hold it against him. And the Maharam Rutenberg says, all right, you know, we're not going to tell him he should dochen. On the other hand, if, you know, the Gabbai says after Kedusha, Kohanim and Leviim, and he goes, you know, you don't have to stop him. Okay, fine. It's pretty much what you'd expect in the Balei HaTosfos. Now, just so people should be aware, in terms of the Mechaber and the Ramah, Koyin Shargis Nevesh B'le Shogi Lises Kapov Avilu Asa Tshuva. So no surprise, the Mechaber goes with the Rambam. Now again, if you look at the Rambam in context, I think you'll be convinced, as I am, that it has to be an Avera. So the Tzahal Kohen and the Kohen who is Matzil the Nirdaf, I don't think are Shilas. I think the car accident and the murderers and the gangsters, for the Rambam, it's obvious that you should be machmir in all of these, right? Because, you know, an Avera doesn't have to mean that you're a serial murderer. It doesn't even have to mean that you necessarily killed the person on purpose, right? That it depends. If you accept our diuk, the professor and I, so you'll say you have had to at least been trying to kill the person, l'shitas HaRambam. On the other hand, you could say that even if there's an element of pshia involved, you know, a car accident, so you could be machmir about that. That wouldn't be an unreasonable conclusion. Anyway, the Rama, you know, as you would expect, Yeshurim Dimasa Tshuva Nosi Kapov, V'yesh L'hakel Balei Tshuva Shlo Lino Dalos Bifneim. So this is right Yevamos. This is Tosfos in Yevamos basically saying, we can't be machmir on these things. We can't tell people that they're not going to duchen. This guy wants to do a mitzvah. And importantly, the Rama says that the minhag in his part of Europe anyway was that when they dealt with these people, Kohanim, who had complicated pasts, who had checkered pasts, they tried to find ways to be lenient, and that's exactly what we would expect. So let me show you a piece from the Rav by way of something that Rabbi Schachter wrote up. And then something from Sternbach, on the same topic. So that was his conclusion. Okay, so the Rav is machmir, and I have to know cases where the Rav was machmir in this issue. And the Rav didn't think about this as I said before, like it had to be an Avera. It has nothing to do with that. that the Rambam might say it's an Aveira, but the Rav felt that the Gemara means that a Kohen who's Horegis and Nefesh, just like Loshid Nesen Gazes, Ki Chai Becha, Ki Naftala Batecha Leha, is that this bracha has to do with Shalom, and the Mikdash is a place of Shalom, and if you wanted to know, David HaMelech couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, was a totally legitimate conclusion. We're not putting a value judgment on why or why not did this person kill somebody. The person could kill somebody in the most legitimate, defensible way possible, that it was absolutely the right thing to do. Al pi halacha, he did 100% the right thing, and he still can't duchen. And you know what? It shouldn't be such a great surprise, because you know who else can't duchen? A Levi can't duchen. Any Yisrael can't duchen. It just doesn't matter. So, a Kohen Jar, I guess, a Nefesh, you know, it has nothing to do with the question of punitive aveira. It has to do quite simply, as I alluded to a couple of times at the beginning of this year, that there's a stira here. I'll use it in my own way. In kategor nasa sanegor, that this is a bracha about shalom. And you can't have somebody who's been horeges hanefesh even for the best possible reasons. Now, again, if you want to be a little bit more formalistic about it, I think it'd be interesting to think about whether, you know, this the Rav didn't say. Again, the Rav said the distinction between Kedushas Aaron and Kedushas Kohen. You might say that Kedushas Kohen is totally intact. He hasn't done any Averos, right? But in terms of the Kedushas Aaron, so that's already a little bit more complicated. We know that there are situations which has nothing to do with an Avera where Kedushas Aaron is not intact. I mentioned before the Balei Mumin. The Balei Mumin, I think there's very strong evidence. it's obvious that the Kedushas Kohen is intact. A Baal Mum isn't allowed to go to a funeral. Okay, a Baal Mum can't marry a Grusha. Can't. All right? But he can't do the Avoda. Why not? His Kedushas Kohen is 1,000% intact. So it sounds like Kedushas Aaron isn't intact. Chalalim are the opposite. I mentioned before, there they have Kedushas Aaron, but they don't necessarily have Kedushas Kohen. Hence, their avodah is only k'sheira b'di'evet. That's why a chalal can go to the cemetery. That's why a chalal can marry a grusha, because they don't have a kedushas kohen. So it could be that the Rav's approach, I'm not imputing this to the Rav, I'm just saying the Rav's approach could be explained in more formal terms. If you want to say that it's not just a local stira between Birkas Kohanim and Shalom, it has to do with kedushas shel Aaron, and Aaron's demus represents something. Oyev Esabrios, Oyev Shalom, the Rodev Shalom, Kohen Sharagas Anefesh already has a pagam. I'm not saying a moral pagam, but his Kedushas Aaron is intact. A Baal Mum doesn't have a moral pagam, he has a pagam, whatever. So that would be one way of looking at it. Yeah, Ira, did you want to?
Oh, okay.
You know, I get a bonus when that happens. Okay. So Rav Sternbach here is not based in the Veda Charedis. He's originally from the UK, by the way, just so people should know. Interesting, before the war, Rabbi Elchanan went to London, actually a few times, once to raise money for the Vaad Hatzalah, and the second time to try to get some papers. It's the late 30s. So Sternbach was a very little boy. He had these famous interactions with Rabbi Elchanan, where Rabbi Elchanan said, "This person, you know, Asid, you know, Katan Zela, you know, it's Moreh HaRabbi Yisrael." I was reading that story. He says, "Achronim Danu BeKohanim Shehargim Elchama." So he says the following, and again, you know, in his day, Rav Sternbach was probably, you know, the greatest and most vociferous opponent to the draft. But just goes to show you, you can't, you know, like paskin based on people's biographies. So the datim b'chama hevi tovu shalom v'lo nikra rotzeach. He doesn't think that that's what the Gemara is talking about. V'kohen sharagas hanefesh is that he says that the fact that people would kill at war is not begeder ritzicha. And therefore, there's no shaychus to this din. He says he'd be olei l'duchen in his opinion, right? V'afta akum muzar ashvichus damim lo nasar lamim l'chamos. And he says in the tzib has this. Interesting. So he doesn't have a chalos shem rotzeach. Interesting point. It's very reminiscent of this famous comment that the Menchas Chinuch, you know, was making about the mitzvah. It says that Klal Yisrael is a mitzvah to go to war against the seven indigenous nations of Canaan, right? We're not allowed to make peace treaties with them. We actually are allowed to make peace treaties with them as long as they accept the Shabbat mitzvahs, according to the Rambam. So the Minchas Chinuch raises this famous question, like, how can you be mechayev people to do this? This pikuach nefesh is docha all the mitzvahs in the Torah, even all the los asays, and this is only an asay. So let's say the guy says, well, I'm not so much a conscientious objector, but I'm self-interested, right? And I could be killed doing this, so it's a suffik nefesh, so it should be docha my draft obligation. So the Minchas Chinuch says the principle of pikuach nefesh dochas kol Torah kol doesn't apply b'shas milchama. Okay, so Rav Schoenbach is taking that idea, and he's just, this is an iteration of that idea. You see what he's doing? He's saying b'shas milchama, it's b'derech hateva that people should be killed. So if somebody would kill somebody b'shas milchama, he would think that they wouldn't have a chalosh shem motzayach. Okay, so you would think that where this is going, then of course is, you know, he's not a rotzayach, and therefore, yidochen. Okay, good. So then he says, "I'll call upon him." All right.
It's not a mokum mitzvah; it's just a tibur
shalom. He's saying, "Look, you know, what happens in war? People die, you know." So he says, "You're not a rotzayach. You kill somebody in war." Okay. "I'll call upon the nesias kafayim nira she'en l'sol kohen shishtatim l'chamos v'harag sherei ba'onas." Big question about that Rambam is, what did the Rambam mean? V'teima lomar shekohanim nifsul b'kach lavoda, avainu raya shemachamis mitzvah shayni shayose b'ariga v'aday lo nifsal, v'stav shekam melchamis rishus. Rav Schoenbach did not think that what Tzahal was doing was begedir melchamis mitzvah, trust me. Because if he did, then he would have acknowledged that by melchamis mitzvah, everybody has to fight. Afilu chasan bechedra v'kalam echupasa. He says it doesn't have to be a melchamis mitzvah, right? But just 1 second, just to finish the paragraph here. V'stamish shegam melchamis rishus al pisan edrin din kain, shekevin trus al pisan edrin, nefzal yidei zeh, v'yikar she'elim melchamis akum, im isnadi lazor sav v'harag im nefzal melchamis olam, Bishnas Tuf Resh Ayin Vav, Memshalos Britannia, I told you he came from the UK. Chak Reitzel Rav Rashi, Mutu Le Kohanim Le Gaisim Le Chama, Veshiva Shekain. Vize Yotsu Orin, Shein Zekain Melchamis Mitzvah, Filo Melchamis Yisrael, the Rishos, Yin Yotsu Melchama, Vaya Yichashash, Shanipsa, the Kach, the Sias Kapayim, Vinira Shein Le Postal, but the evidence, Sias Kapayim, Vachin Yadua Shar Yehudim Bitzad Hashani, Vachaina Nagu. So the Sternbach says, I don't know why they gave the chief rabbi such a hard time about this. I wouldn't have been so worked up about it. It was legitimate for Kohanim to fight, etc. So interestingly, again, you know, and this is one of these good examples here, where, you know, if I told you that the Rav and Rav Sternbach weighed in on this question about whether Chayalei Tzahal could be Noseis Kapa, if we want to guess which one was Machmir. So it turns out the Rav was Machmir. He didn't think that it was a din in Avera at all. And he felt that it was just a stira, that a Kohen Shaharagas and Nefesh couldn't duchen, and even under the most legitimate circumstances. Now, I want to point out two things. I want to say that psak of the Rav is clearly against the Rambam, in my view. Right. The Rambam says that it has to be an Avera. It would not be an Avera. Number two, that it assumes that we don't paskin like the Balei HaTosos either, right? Because the Balei HaTosos, again, the first day in Yibamos, and this is what you get from the Rav Yah and the Ghost Maimonios, I think it's a surprising psak, because it's not in the Liba of the Rambam, and it's not really a Liba of the Balei HaTosos. The Balei HaTosos says a Chomer Balma. So the Rav had his own view. The Rav's view was that this is Lo Sibnes and Gazus. This is Ish Mochamos Atav Dam of the Rav Shafach. That's like
a
Xerus.
He didn't put an Avera on the side. He didn't look a mitzvah.
He didn't care.
That's a big
issue. Yeah, the Rav didn't care. The Rav would say a Moel accidentally killed somebody in a Bris Mila. Doctor actually killed somebody in the operating table.
It, right?
Yeah, he said he would say the doctor shouldn't be, Cohen shouldn't be the doctor to begin with, but fine. You know, the Rav would tell you, don't duchen. I'm also adding to that. I think it's possible to say, if you want to provide a more conceptual infrastructure to it, not just this philosophical infrastructure about milchama and shalom, I think that it could be easily explained by being mechalik between Kedushas Aaron and Kedushas Kohen. So I would like to try to make that suggestion as well. Meidach Giser Schirnbach's tradition was, he didn't really see that as the issue. He saw the issue as being a rotseach. Okay, a rotseach means that it's not the natural course. This is something... So again, for Schirnbach, you could ask questions. Vehicular homicide isn't a... That's not Bederach HaTeva. So... You know, obviously he's going to draw the line in different places also, but he doesn't really think about this. But Kohen Sharagas HaNefesh, I think, you know, he would be he would be quite lenient on this issue. Yeah, Ira, please.
In modern warfare, if you're an artillery or you're a pilot, you don't know for sure that you're actually killing someone. So does something would it make a difference if
I think so. I think so.
According to the Rav.
I think so. I think yeah. As far as I know, the Rav said this only Makom Vaday. Yeah. I think he's only Makom Vaday. I think it's hard to say. You know, Safik Darais Lachumra, but even here, again, you'd really need to establish this person as a Kohen Sharagas HaNefesh. So if you say, look, I fired up, I'm fighting in Bakhmut or whatever, you know, and there are Jews fighting there, by the way, you know. Some IDF veterans fighting here, and you know I fired up a HIMARS artillery shell, and it landed. You know, and I could have killed people. I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. You know, so what's that? Well, yeah, it could be that it's Ramdun the Muchach that it did. Either way, my point today was to show the following. I see these as completely opposite and completely legitimate piskei halacha. With respect to how you think about the role of duchening, so I wanted to try to prove that I think either of these piskei halacha is very deeply rooted in terms of specific approaches. I think that personally, just again, this is a totally personal sentiment, given the fact that the Rambam is mekel when we're talking about shelo b'derech chaveira. And that the Bali Atosos largely are Mekel. They think that it's a Chomer Bialma, according to one Daya. And certainly in cases of Tshuva, in all cases that I've had anything to do with, I thought it was appropriate to be Mekel. But the Rav was Machmir for just that particular reason. Again, we shouldn't take this as some kind of, again, this emerges nicely, for the end of this year, we shouldn't take this as some kind of a political statement. It has nothing to do with whether one values what Sahal is doing or not. It's a question of how you understand the relationship between Duchening and Kohen Shaharagas HaNefesh, and they're just very legitimate ways of thinking about that issue in Halacha without, allowing one's political orientation to creep into the discussion in any way. Hopefully these situations will continue to be relatively rare. There will always be situations like this, but we hope that these situations will be relatively rare, in terms of Kohanim, who have to be involved in these areas. And we look forward to a time, when all of the Bnei Aaron will be able to be mevarech es amo Yisrael b'shalom and b'ahava.
Was Rav criticized for that?